I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. Two men in their early 20s were discovered dead this afternoon in a Delaware County manhole and were performing a dye test in the hole. And they were discovered after they didn't respond to colleagues above ground. This incident has shaken the community. Autopsies on the two men will be performed. Lockheed Martin announced it would not be closing its helicopter plant in Chester County. The facility is set to shut down by the end of the year, but the company's CEO says that won't happen, in part because President Trump stepped in. Former Flyers player and head coach Craig Berube in Warminster, Bucks County this week, hosting a youth hockey camp at Bucks County Ice. Berube's been running this camp for years, and the St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup-winning coach returns to his campers as a conquering hero. Turns out Berube's children grew up and played hockey there, so he definitely enjoys coming back. And every day he steps on that ice wearing a St. Louis Blues hat and windbreaker. Though he's proud of guiding his team to a Stanley Cup title, Berube insists life is still normal. But to the campers, well, they're looking at it a little bit differently. And taking a look at sports, Paul Holmgren steps down as Flyers president of hockey operations to become a senior advisor. Serena Williams advances to the women's final in Wimbledon. And let's check your CBS 3 eyewitness forecast. Flash flood now in effect until late tonight with spotty morning showers. We saw that today, and now we'll see late day downpours and thunderstorms. Humid conditions, high 87. Cloudy with showers and a heavy thunderstorm tonight, low 74. And tomorrow morning, thunder shower possible, followed by sunshine and a high of 90. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.